Thank you for joining us for another Super Is Natural in the Kingdom of God with Corey Pritchard, where our goal is to help you assimilate into God's kingdom so that super can become natural in your everyday life. And I'm going to continue right on. And again, I don't know how the orders are as far as the podcast go. I did have a good friend of mine that recommended that I put titles in for the podcast so it's not just listed by date, because as of right now, everything is listed as Super Is Natural in the Kingdom of God. And the only thing you have to go by as far as reference goes, reference points, is the date, right, of the podcast. So if you don't remember the date of the podcast, then it's hard to be able to get back to that particular podcast. So I will work on that. My wife, she does a phenomenal job, right, of helping with this. And I really want to make sure that I celebrate her right now. I appreciate what goes on. I just record these, right? And transparency wise, I got to be transparent, but not too transparent, because I don't want to invest too much time in this before going into the scripture. But with that being said, then I'm just now figuring this thing out just a little bit, right? So you don't know, you know, me as far as professionally, but if you are curious about some other stuff I got going on, you can go out and look at truefinancialengineering.com. Check that out. You can look at it on Facebook. But I've been trying to figure out how to work through this. So here's why I had to repent, literally. So when I say repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then again, I've said this, but I truly do live it out. Like, anytime I find contrary behavior and ideas in myself that I know, because I'm looking at, you know, principles of the kingdom of God, that I'm out of alignment with it, then I say, man, I repent. I'm so sorry. So with that being said, I spend a lot of time, like as much as time as I can, like really seeking God, wanting the things of God. And that's not to celebrate me, nothing like that. But I want you to understand, like, this is real for me. So I journal, right? So if you're trying to figure out, you know, how to get into a process, I highly suggest that. I don't mean that's the only way, but it's very beneficial and fruitful for me. So I read, you know, the word of God, specifically, you know, right now, the message of Jesus Christ and the things that he's teaching and unpacking. And it does something in me, right? And I literally seem like I feel like I'm in class. So I just begin to write. And when I'm writing, I'm learning and teaching. So a lot of the things that I say that come out here on these podcasts or in the teaching, you know, the kingdom curriculum or other things I do, it's not brand new right then. Some of it is, but most of it is things that I have written down in the past in my journal. Is something I learned. I knew it because I knew it and accepted it from as being from God. So then I'm just sharing that, right, with you guys. So I'm downloading it in my journal time, right? I download it from heaven, and then I'm uploading it and making it available for you in those moments, if that makes sense. So with that being said, then I thought that, you know, because I was doing what I thought the God wanted me to do, and I'm putting podcasts together, I'm putting training together, curriculum together, right? I'm sharing with people and trying to get this word, the kingdom of God, out. I thought that, you know, with my religious mindset, that all my needs is going to be met. I'm thinking I'm going to get checks in the mail, which not meaning that can't happen. I'm thinking I'm going to get checks in the mail, thinking my bills is going to be paid miraculously and all of those types of things. So I'm focused on doing those things. And even what I was doing or am doing with True Financial Engineering, most of the things that I've been doing is to be able to provide educational material. So that's not something, you know, if somebody learns something, I don't get no money. Like, no different than if I'm on this podcast and your life begins to completely change, right? You decide that you're going to assimilate into the kingdom of God, convert to the kingdom of God, you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you change, renew, you stop drinking, smoking, whatever you're doing, you have great miracles that manifest in your life, you start helping people, like all of that, that is my expectation, but it doesn't pay me anything financially directly. Does that make sense right now? Does that mean that God can't do it? No. But that's a case where I have invested so much time in doing this type of thing that I didn't have a way to differentiate my time sown. So I spent a lot of time, spent and invested a lot of times. I'm thankful. It's helped me to grow and to be able to learn. But paycheck wise, no, right? That has not manifested, you know, so as far as paycheck wise. So I realize now that what I'm doing for you is volunteer. What I'm doing in these types of things is me giving, is sowing. And I do that at my own expense. I do that at my own time expense, at my family's time expense. I do that at my own financial expense, right? The websites ain't free. that stuff that, that has to be put together, ain't whatever, that stuff ain't free, right? So that's something I'm good with now when I understand it, but I had to stop and say, am I doing this for the people or am I doing this for the money, right? And I didn't realize it subconsciously. I still was motivated by money and money motivated. So I really thought that I would have enough life change in people's lives that it was going to be some great financial, you know, windfall so that I could do this more full time, right? That's just not the way it is right now, which is fine, right? So I have to realize that I still have to sell a product or service, right, that has a financial exchange, right? I have to provide that. So that's what I'm doing with, again, with True Financial Engineering. And again, not just with the educational stuff, that, praise God, right? I offer that freely. But the reality is I don't have the books and materials and the training available for someone to buy right now. That's something I expect to have in the future. But I love just giving stuff free. That's what I would love to do. But the reality is that God has an exchange that goes forth, you know, in this earth realm that we have. And it's okay to get a profit, right? That's okay. Like, I'm not kind of manipulating, lying, and stealing to get money. No, listen, it's okay to have a product that you know is a good product and be able to offer it to people and they exchange money for that. That's okay. That's not a bad thing, right? It's okay for me to develop a service, right, or services, and to be able to exchange my time, right, offering that service or those services in exchange for the person, you know, giving me money. That's okay. That's something I'm newly becoming aware of and trying to come into grips with. So I have to be able to do this. So I don't know who's on here and what you're dealing with, all of that type of stuff, but I'm just sharing with you, right, that's the process. So if you're trying to do what you think the word of God is and the things of God, and money ain't working for you, okay, right? Just understand it's okay to keep your job, right? Go ahead. Understand that there are ways that you should steward those resources that come into your hand, and that job has a purpose, right? Or you have a business. It's okay to have a business, right? It should be one that should be pleasing to God and alignment with his will, right? You shouldn't have any old crazy thing, but that's okay. It's okay to have a profit and earn a profit. That's okay. It's okay to be rich, right? Rich is not bad. It's okay to be wealthy. Wealthy is not bad. But all these things have a purpose, right? So understanding those things is very important. The last thing before I move forward is marketing, right? So if you haven't, you know, understood how important marketing is for your business, right? For your project, for whatever it is that you're looking to do, like, it can be the best, most wonderful, awesome thing. Not saying that this is, but whatever you have can be. And if you don't put your weight behind it to make sure it gets out to the people, then it may not get there. And it's going to feel like the thing that you have is a bad thing or it's no good. And that may not be the case. The reality is, when you start looking out and looking around at what people are spending a lot of money in and for, and the people that's having success, these people are spending a lot of money in marketing, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, right? For marketing. So they're getting out among so many more people. They're getting that idea, that product, that service, or those products and services out in front of more people. So obviously they're going to have a greater response. So that's where I'm at right now. I realize now, man, like, yeah, God is back. He's backing me. He loves me, right? But he doesn't want me to have a relationship with him that says, I'm going to go sit down over here and wait for you to go do it. God, go do it. God, go do it. He wants me to participate, and he wants you to participate. He wants you to be engaged in the process of becoming wealthy, engaged in the process of becoming rich, engaged in the process of peace manifesting in your life, engaged in the process of health manifesting in your life, engaged in the process of fitness manifesting in your life, right? Engaged in the process of having good, strong, healthy relationships, right? Engaged in the process of being able to be a good husband, be a good wife, right? Be a good child, right? But God wants us to be engaged with that. So it's not going to be something where you're just praying or just giving, you know, some money, some tithes, some sacrifices, whatever you think you're going to do. And all of a sudden these things are going to happen. Now, does that mean that those things can't happen? I'm not saying that. But God wants you to participate in the process. He wants you to willfully go in and look at the principles that he's established and apply those. Pray and ask, what does this mean? Give me wisdom in this area. Help me get better in this. Help me do better. Help me to decide I don't want certain things in my life. Help me to decide that even though I could go out here and do it, this way that a lot of people are doing it, I recognize that this violates some principles. It violates some moral things that you have in place in your kingdom. I'm not going that route. So I'm going to lock in with you and I'm going to ride with you because I want to make sure that I'm doing it the way that you want me to do it. Because getting money alone is not good enough. You can get money doing anything. I hate to say it that way. Prostitutes do it all the time. Not saying you're a prostitute. Let's be honest. Selling dope. Dope dealers get money all the time. Like, people do all types of things in exchange for money. So just because money comes don't mean it validates what you're doing. No different than people that have a lot of attention, right? People that have a lot of following. Just because you have a lot of people that's following you and a lot of people that celebrate you doesn't validate what you're doing. It doesn't make it right. Does that make sense? So you got to be careful about how those things are. But I'm saying that for somebody that may be struggling to try to get something moving, whether it's business or what they would consider to be ministry, whatever it is, understand that that's the way this thing goes. Like, serve with your heart, be willing to do it at your own expense of your time and your money, right? Keep working, right? If you don't feel like you like your job or got enough money there, go get another job, right? But keep doing it. Take those resources and be willing to sow those resources into you, right? Into whatever it is, that the projects and the things that's on your heart to desire, instead of feeling like you got to wait on somebody else to support your vision and support whatever it is that you're doing. Great if they do, right? Great if they want to help with that. But you don't want to be in a position where you're waiting on other people to agree with you in order for you to be able to continue forward and doing the things that you're doing, that you want to do. Don't put yourself in that position. And I've been there. And that's the reason why I'm saying to you, that's a rough place to be at, right? Where specifically with the things of the kingdom of God, where you know it's changed your life, right? I know for a fact, for me, once I was blind, now I can see. No one can take that away, that these things are true for me. But I'm sharing something, right, that I know that everyone is not able to receive. That not everyone has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive. So when it comes down to me monetarily, if I'm counting on that person to be able to agree with it to the point where they have life change and they're willing to do something for me financially, that ain't gonna work. Why? Because that's not the way this thing is built. It's built on me knowing that it's right, me agreeing with it, and me taking the resource that I have and the time that I have and sharing that with as many people as I possibly can. Now, again, if someone responds, great. If they partner with me, great. But I can't rely on that solely in order to determine if the gospel is going to go out, the gospel of the kingdom of God is going to go out. Okay. So I just want to make sure I say that again. I'm doing better. I'm trying to do better about being far more transparent with the things that I'm sharing. So I want to say I'm appreciative for this platform, right? Wherever you're hearing this from, whatever way that you're receiving this podcast or hearing it, I'm appreciative. I'm glad that that's there. YouTube, I don't have nothing bad to say about YouTube, right? I know that there are bad things going on YouTube, but there's also a lot of really good things going on YouTube, right? I have a lot of material there. Facebook, right? I ain't mad at Facebook, right? I would like to improve on a couple things if they would hear me out, right? I'm not happy with everything about Facebook, but it's mostly the people, right? But there's a lot of great things that have been shared through Facebook, through Instagram, right? TikTok. That's one I've never been on. I plan on maybe looking at that, but I'm not looking to be like everybody else. All I want to do is go where people are, right? Wherever my daddy's children are, wherever my sister, brothers and sisters are congregating, where I could actually share it with them and be able to serve them, that's where I want to be. So that's the reason why I say I'm appreciative to platforms like this. So I just want to make sure I say that before we move forward. So with that being said, I'm so excited, right? I got 15 minutes, man. Sometimes I apologize that I talk and I don't get into the thing that I really want to say until the end. So we're going to pick right back up. So let's pick up again. The goal of what we're doing right now in this time is to make our best attempt to gain Jesus Christ's vantage point on faith, right? That's what we want, to see through the lenses of the King. And what I said is, if we are going to take a pursuit or idea or desire, I guess, to pursue the vantage point of Jesus Christ and seeing that as it concerns faith, then I got to get kingdom, right? It's almost like, man, pause this, pause all of this, right? Get right with the kingdom of God. Establish if that's something that's for you or not before you continue on with any of this. Get that first. If you don't get that and you don't have a desire for the kingdom of God, this is not going to do what it is that God desired for it to do for you. But if that is something that you know is taking you like it's taking me, right? It's completely taken over my heart. I am so captivated, right? Not with just the idea of the kingdom of God, that my pursuit and learning the things of the kingdom of God, it has made my love affair with Jesus Christ grow even more, right? I'm telling you, I am absolutely bananas about the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ. I am. Why? Because it was my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. That's what he said. It was his not just pleasure, but good pleasure to give you, to give me the kingdom of God. And if he's excited about the kingdom of God, I want to share that excitement with my Father, right? So as I'm engaging in that process, I feel the intimacy with my Father, it just grows. And sometimes I don't understand. There's a lot of this stuff I don't get, I don't understand. But it don't stop me from pursuing my daddy, right? It doesn't make me want to stop. There's a lot of pain and discomfort and all kinds of things that happen in life, right? But that doesn't stop it. So I'm thankful that the process that God has provided is one that I don't need barriers to be torn down in order for me to move forward. Listen, I don't need for things to get easier in order for me to be able to move forward. I'm thankful that this process, in the midst of whatever temptation, in the midst of whatever barriers, in the midst of whatever resistance that could be in play, that I can still move forward, right? Same thing for you. If we lock in, you can say, I don't need it to get easier. I'm gonna get better. I don't need it to get, to turn down. I'm gonna turn up, right? That's what we don't understand. I don't need it to get weaker because I'm gonna get stronger. You stay the same strength. Come at me, man. Listen, come at me the same degree that you've been coming at me. Right now, it may be something I'm dealing with, but just keep coming at me like that because I'm gonna keep pressing into it, whatever it is. And in the process, my faith is getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm maturing. I'm becoming more wise. So at some point, I'm gonna step right over it like it's a road bump. What looked like it was a mountain gonna be like boop, like boop, boop, right? Like a little bump on the road, little stone, little pebble in the road, bump and roll right over it as if it never was there. Do you understand that? Why? Because you are getting stronger and you're getting better. So getting back into Matthew chapter 9, and I read verses 1-2. Actually, I read through that whole section. Okay, so let me get back into it, reread it so that I can make sure that I don't miss what is there that I believe that we need to be able to pull out. And beginning in verse number 1, chapter 9, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth, right? And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. So when I'm looking at this, I want you to be able to see the necessity of faith, right? And it's not a pump fake faith. This ain't no cap faith, right? This is not a lying hypocrisy faith. Listen, you can't act and pretend faith and it manifests. That ain't what it is. Listen, you can fool religious folks. You can fool people, but you're not going to be able to fool the spirit realm. You're not going to be able to fool God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what I need you to understand is that the faith that Jesus Christ is sharing, it is a real authentic faith that works every single time. So when Jesus Christ is dealing with this particular situation, then you have these great friends. And faith works by love, right? So that is an absolute scripture. So faith, by principle, it works by love. It's a law, right? So you can see the great demonstration of love. And again, I said, love is not just a word, it's an action. So you can see the great demonstration of love because these friends, they inconvenience themselves, right? Embarrass themselves, are willing to be embarrassed. And they did whatever it took to be able to get their friend in front of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, what's amazing is it really doesn't say much about the faith of the man. And I know that the man had faith, right? The paralytic man, the man that has the palsy. I know that he has faith, but Jesus doesn't point out the faith of the man. Jesus Christ focuses on the faith of the friends. Does that make sense? So this is a requirement for whatever it is that we have going on. So whatever you got going on, I don't know what you got going on in your life. Again, I'm talking, we ain't dealing with no type of fakery on here. There is sickness in the world. Absolutely. It may have come to your house. It may be, you may be dealing with some of that right now. I don't know what you're dealing with. I know that there is pain, and pain is real. It doesn't feel good. It hurts. That's one thing I can say without a matter of with a matter of truth and certainty. Pain hurts. Anybody says that, they must be crazy and insane. Listen, pain hurts. I don't know what you're dealing with. If it's something financial that you're dealing with, if it's something in relationships you're dealing with, maybe something legal, right, that you're dealing with. I don't know what it is that you're dealing with. I don't have any idea. All I know is that the way that Jesus Christ describes faith, it always seems like anything that comes against or we make a comparison to, in contrast to faith, is always small. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's always minuscule. It doesn't matter how big it seems to be in your life, in my life. When it compares to faith and what faith has the power and potential to do, then it is always small. Now, here's the challenge. The challenge is if it remains big and appears to be impossible in my heart, and I don't see faith as being powerful and big, now faith can't work. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Because now you're putting more faith and belief and trust in the situation to remain the same than you are in faith's power and belief in faith to be able to change it, right? And it's a powerful thing. It is a choice to trust God. And I don't know if we'll get into it. I hope we may. I'm not sure. But if you have time, whenever you can, go to Luke chapter 11 and look around verse number 22 and read that all the way through the end of the chapter. And Jesus Christ actually, is that Luke? No, it's actually Mark 11, 22. Yeah, that should be Mark. And make sure I'm reading, looking at this correct. Mark, I'm just going to put it right into Google because I don't want to mislead anybody. Yep. So it's not Luke. I apologize. It is Mark. So Mark chapter 11, verse number 22. And Jesus starts out after he has rebuked the fig tree, right, for not having any fruit. And he says that no man will eat of you from this day forward. Right. It's a death sentence that he spoke. And it was a case where it was amazing. It said he answered the fig tree, which is amazing when you read that. It says that and the way I perceive it is like the fig tree has some type of response, almost like it tried to justify itself. So Jesus answers back to the fig tree. That's what it says. He says he answers it. And this is what he says to the fig tree. But when we look at this, Jesus Christ, after doing that, disciples are excited again. Jesus Christ, like he does with everything else, seems like no miracle is really all that exciting to him. He's not moved, right? He's never seemed surprised. The disciples are surprised, but he's not surprised. So fig tree withers from the roots, from its roots. And what Jesus says to them is, have faith in God, right? That's how he begins that. So when we're looking at what we're talking about, it is always going to be a choice if I will have faith in God, right? So I have to be able to decide for myself, do I trust God? Do I? And this is not a fixed thing where you're going to say, I trust God and make a decision to trust God now, and I'm going to trust him for the rest of my life. I would like for it to be that way. But I'm telling you, there are many things that come your way during the course of life that will make you determine that you have to recommit and decide, I am going to trust God now, right? In this moment with this situation, oh, my goodness, I choose to trust you now, right? And the beauty of trusting God, right, person, trusting the person of God, is that it should be easier to be able to believe what he said. Because I trust God, now I can choose to believe what he said. Does that make sense? So now what he's saying is something I can believe because I trust him. But again, I wouldn't say for myself, I don't really believe people that I don't trust. So if people come into my life and I don't trust them and they're saying something, I have a hard time believing those things. So I'm not sure if that's the case for you, but I'm saying to you that if I trust God, then I'll believe what he said. But if I don't trust God and make a decision to trust God, then I'm going to have a very difficult time believing what he said. But both are choices. I choose to trust God and I choose to believe what he said. Okay. So when I'm dealing with this faith thing, it creates an environment. It creates an atmosphere for miraculous things to happen. So I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know. I don't need to know, right? That's not my job to do that. If God wanted to, he could give me a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, as if it was required. But I tell you, he knows. And the Holy Spirit knows. And that Spirit, God's Spirit, is working right now as I'm speaking. No matter where you are across the planet, the Spirit of God and angels are working wherever you are in your situation, in your time, right? So I'm saying that faith can move anything. It can change anything, right? It can do whatever it is that needs to be done. But we have to willingly participate in whatever it is that's going on. Does that make sense? So I'm saying that Jesus Christ is looking at these friends and they're demonstrating their great love for their friend because they're willing to put themselves out. And they make sure that Jesus has this man sitting right there as his focus in front of them. Now, here's the thing is amazing as you look at this, is that you have these haters, I guess, if you want to call it that. Right. I hate to be, you know, that way kind of loose. But the reality is they do hate Jesus Christ. Right. And they do hate the things that he's doing. So they are haters. Right. So they look at what he said. And I love it because when you deal with taking it to another level, that it doesn't say that they said anything with their mouth. It says that these men had these thoughts in their heart, right? And they called Jesus a blasphemer in their heart. And it says that Jesus, knowing their thoughts, right? So he is able to know their thoughts right there without them speaking with their mouth, which is absolutely amazing. And he asked them, why are you pondering and considering such evil things in your heart against me? Do you see that? Right. And it's an amazing thing. Again, this is the whole process of what we're dealing with. So when you're dealing with Jesus Christ is very specific about the heart. I call him the heart surgeon. So when you're dealing with the things concerning the kingdom of God, the first place and the most intense place it's going to focus on is your heart. OK, so he exposes that reality. And the amazing thing is that in their doctrine, right, their doctrinal perspective that Jesus Christ challenges with his miracle working, is their doctrine says is that men do not have the power to forgive sins. That's what they said, right? And they came to that conclusion. So when they saw Jesus Christ heal this man, then it came against their doctrine. So Jesus didn't just leave it at words. He says, ain't no big deal. I'm going to show you better than I can tell you, right? So I'm going to show you that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins. So he tells the man to pick up his bed and walk, right? Tell him to do that, right? And this is going to be a proof and a demonstration, but it also gives the man an opportunity to be able to engage his faith, right? So he could have easily said, no, I can't walk, or no, I don't believe it, or no, whatever it is. But when he gives this man a command, right, because kings give command, he gives the man a command. And the man is now able to respond to that king, right? And in that, the miracle manifests. And the man picks up his bed, and now he is able to take steps. Does that make sense? So the bed came first, right? Do you understand? This is what we got to understand. He had to abide with Jesus's command, come into abiding agreement with that first in order for the miracle to manifest. So there could be some things that maybe you are supposed to do that you haven't done. I concur that you should do it. Do it.